The light bulb piece, increasing the lifespan of a bulb, makes it worse in every other way, has 98 points and 103 comments, which is striking for what sounds like it might be a trivial observation. The underlying physics is genuinely interesting. Tungsten filament bulbs involve a direct trade-off. Running the filament hotter makes it brighter and more efficient, but also shorter-lived. Running it cooler extends lifespan, but shifts the emission spectrum toward infrared. More heat, less visible light, worse efficiency per watt of electrical input.
The comments apparently extend this into a much broader discussion about engineered trade-offs. The observation that making something last longer is almost never free in engineering terms. Longer-lasting tires are harder and have less grip. Longer-lasting batteries in consumer electronics often mean heavier or larger form factors. The design space for most physical systems involves exactly these kinds of trade-offs, and the light bulb is just a particularly clean illustration because the physics is so legible.
There's a dark undercurrent in that thread about planned obsolescence, which connects to the NAS enshittification piece. 10 ways NAS is getting enshittified from NAS Compares has 106 points and 93 comments. The core complaint is that network-attached storage devices, which are supposed to be the privacy-respecting self-hosted alternative to cloud storage, are increasingly requiring cloud accounts, phoning home, pushing subscription services, and removing features from local interfaces to drive users toward the vendor's cloud offerings.
This is a structural problem that keeps repeating across hardware categories. The business model pressure is real. NAS manufacturers sell hardware at relatively thin margins and historically made money on that hardware sale. As margins compress, the temptation to monetize the software layer through subscriptions is overwhelming. The problem is that people buy NAS precisely because they don't want a subscription model. It's the same dynamic that's destroyed the smart home space and is actively undermining the router market.
The Rohammer and Ropress DRAM memory paper is at the more technical end of the spectrum, 52 points, 33 comments, published on Arxiv. The core phenomenon is remarkable. By repeatedly reading from one row of DRAM cells at high frequency, you can induce bit flips in adjacent rows. Rohammer has been known since around 2014 and has been used in real privilege escalation exploits. Ropress is a more recently characterized variant where even a small number of reads over a sustained period can cause similar effects.
The practical security implications are significant. Modern cloud infrastructure runs workloads from different customers on the same physical hardware, and DRAM-level attacks that don't require any software vulnerability are difficult to defend against at the software layer. The mitigations exist, targeted row refresh, error-correcting memory, but they're not uniformly deployed across commodity infrastructure, and this paper is adding to the body of evidence that the risk is broader than initially understood.
Getting 25 Gbps Thunderbolt Ethernet on a Mac Studio, Jeff Geerling's piece has 192 points and 98 comments, which is a strong showing for networking hardware. The interesting part isn't just the speed achievement, it's the methodology. Thunderbolt is nominally a peripheral interface, and getting it to carry 25 gigabit Ethernet reliably requires specific adapter hardware and some careful system configuration. Geerling is one of the best practical hardware documentation writers in the community, and posts like this become reference material for people building high-throughput local infrastructure.
The GMIC 4.0 image processing release is worth a mention. It's an open-source image processing framework that's been around for a long time and keeps getting more capable. The Squaring the Pixel tagline refers to improvements in how the tool handles pixel-perfect rendering and resampling, the kind of thing that matters a great deal in scientific imaging and print production, and almost not at all to casual users. A healthy, maintained open-source tool with a dedicated community is quietly one of the best things the software ecosystem produces.
And the AMD MI450 GPU Attention Decode Kernel Optimization Guide from the ROCm team is genuinely technical reading. It's about optimizing the attention mechanism in transformer models specifically for AMD's latest data center GPU using their Gluon framework. The HN score is modest at 44 with no comments yet, but the content is serious, Kernel-level optimization for LM inference on non-NVIDIA hardware is an important frontier. Given how thoroughly NVIDIA has dominated the AI training market and how actively AMD is trying to close that gap in inference.
Kimi K3, running in 29 gigabytes of RAM at half a token per second, is in the same space. The project is called WASTE. That name is doing a lot of work, and it's a demonstration that you can run a large language model on commodity consumer hardware if you're willing to accept extremely low throughput. 262 points and 111 comments, mostly from people excited about local inference, and people pointing out that 0.5 tokens per second is barely faster than reading the output yourself. Both reactions are correct.